Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
If you work at a corporate job of any kind, chances are you know someone that's an asshole. Now, Bob Sutton, who is a professor of management, science, and engineering at Stanford, recently wrote the book, The No Asshole Rule. What is the No Asshole Rule?
I love your introduction. The No Asshole Rule is essentially a rule, very simply put, I think everybody knows what it is, that if you run a company, there's lots of reasons why you shouldn't allow assholes to get in the first place. You shouldn't let them get away with demeaning and de-energizing people. And if they do it consistently, you should fire them.
Now, how does this fit into your role in teaching business and engineering?
Oh, so I'm an organizational psychologist in the engineering school. So, and I'm a general management theorist. And one of the things that I've found over the years is that many of my students, so I teach a couple hundred management students a year, they go into companies and they take jobs. And to me, there's a couple of problems associated with, if you will, the asshole problem. One is that they go and they take jobs at places sort of accidentally where there's a bunch of jerks. And in the No Asshole Rule, I talk about the notion of asshole poisoning. It's a contagious disease you get from other people. And I've had students come back and take jobs. Actually, investment banking is the worst occupation I can think of. Some people stereotype Silicon Valley firms, but I think that's the worst occupation. And they turn into assholes when they've taken jobs like that, and they didn't realize what was going to happen to them. And then they start doing it to other people as well, and they also suffer mental health and physical health problems. So I teach my students that it's easier to resist at the beginning and to try to do some at least casual analysis of a group or a firm to see if it's going to be the kind of place where openly abusing people or demeaning them just because they're low status is acceptable or not.
So basically, your theory is that you shouldn't take a job at some place where being an asshole is encouraged.
Well, yeah, and in fact, there are different sorts of organizational cultures that where it's more acceptable to be demeaning than others. For example, a case of a company where it's not acceptable is a company that I've been working with a little bit lately, and I spoke at, which is called Success Factors, which is a fast-growing software firm that's in San Mateo and is also has international locations. They do HR software. And Lars Dahlgaard is how you pronounce his name, is the CEO. And he's this really sort of charming guy, and he always has this line that it's okay to have an asshole, you just can't be one. And he doesn't just say that. He has all employees, new employees who sign onto the firm, agree to 14 rules of engagement. And one of them is that they won't be an asshole. So it is possible to have a culture that's nicer rather than nastier. Another company that I work with that screens out people in hiring that I talk about in the No Asshole Rule is IDEO, which is a famous design and innovation firm, and they're very good about screening people out as well.
So it seems like common sense that you would not want to surround yourself with people who are assholes. So why should someone read this book?
Well, I mean, that's a great question, and in fact, the notion that it's common sense actually in some ways flies in the face of many assumptions we have about business. And in fact, I do have a chapter on the virtues of assholes, and there is a case you can make that there are times when you can get ahead by intimidation, when fear is effective, and there's something that's called the brilliant but cruel phenomenon. So if you think of Simon Cowell, this is sort of like my favorite example in American Idol. A lot of that stuff that he says is just the same as the other two, but he has the English accent and he's nasty. And there's sort of a stereotype of that's associated with intelligence, independently of the content. So there are actually some incentives for being a nasty person. But, my perspective is that on the whole, the costs are higher. And there's sort of a cultural stereotype that we have that if you're an asshole and you're smart, you're even better. And the common sense, it sounds like it's common sense until you look at the stereotypes that we have.
Kind of running with the Simon Cowell example, you could argue that in some ways he is doing those people a favor because many of the people that he degrades really are bad singers.
Right. I actually, yes, because my my daughters are obsessed with American Idol. They are bad singers, but I don't think it's completely necessary for him to be that degrading. On the other hand, I confess, it's sort of like watching a car crash. You can't take your eyes off of it, even though you want to, which I think is one of the appeals of that show. And so it is entertaining to watch, but if you look at the long-term effects of being treated like that, it's actually not very good, because the first thing is there's physical and mental health effects, and the second thing is, and you can see the way that some people respond to him sometimes, some of the most entertaining one, is that when people are demeaned or insulted, they start demeaning and insulting you back, and you end up with a sort of escalating conflict. And like I say, it's sort of entertaining to watch, but in terms of things that are good for human beings' mental and physical health in the long term, it's not very good. Although, as I say, there are sometimes, especially in very competitive environments, where there are individual rewards for acting like a jerk, which is why I wrote a chapter on the virtues of assholes, even though I didn't want to.
So there maybe are times when it is okay to either have an asshole in the group or be an asshole?
No, I think it's okay. Personally, I think as a long-term cultural value, there's lots of evidence that you can have an effective business without having assholes is part of the business. So I usually, some of my favorite people in business are A.G. Laffley and Procter & Gamble. Actually, we're sitting in SAP. I've met Hasso Plattner several times, and a lot of people I know work closely with him. He's actually really a great guy. You don't have to be like Larry Ellison to be successful in the software business, it turns out. So it is not necessary to be successful.
What's sort of the classic definition of someone who is an asshole, maybe the archetype of the asshole in the corporate environment?
Well, in the book I've got this thing called the Dirty Dozen. So you can sort of go down the list and see how well it fits. But there's lots of different ways. Some people are what I would describe as sort of overt assholes. So those are people who openly insult people and are nasty, and those are the most obvious kind. But there's a couple of other techniques that people use that in some ways are actually worse. One is I sort of describe them as the backstabbing assholes. So that's the person who whispers nasty insults in your ears while they hug you and act like they're being all friendly. I actually have an example in the book of somebody doing that to me at Stanford. And then the other kind of person is a person who treats you as if you're invisible. So there's lots of different ways in which people can be assholes. But to me, the constant theme is, number one, that people who are assholes, especially I call them certified assholes, people who are consistently assholes, they leave a stream of de-energized and demeaned people in their wake. And then, second of all, they tend to abuse their power and do it to people who are lower rather than higher power than them.
So if there was one thing that somebody could take away from reading this book, what is it that you hope that they would take away from it?
Well, to me, the one thing, the most important idea is that being an asshole is a contagious disease. And although some people are more or less prone to it, that you've got to be very careful to, number one, if you will, not light the match and start the fire. So if you lose it and you blow it and you're demeaning to people, you will cause it around you. And you've got to be very careful not to enter a new job, a new setting, where there's a bunch of assholes there. And if you have made that mistake, get out as quickly as you can. So that's the number one thing. Some of it might be a result of your genes or your upbringing, but the number one thing to me is it's a contagious disease. And you don't want to start it, and you don't want to catch it.
This seems like an ongoing conversation. Above and beyond somebody buying and reading the book, is there a place online where the discussion is continuing?
Yeah, well, in fact, so I mean, the way that the book business works is that I finished writing the book, I guess, probably in May of this 2006, and it's just now coming out. And so I have a blog, bobsutton.net, and there's all sorts of new asshole stories there and new sort of ideas about how to avoid it. Or to avoid becoming one. And so, in fact, like I say, we're at SAP, where we've met. I gave this talk. I've got some examples that I just actually people emailed me or came on blogs in the last 24 hours. So there's a lot going on. And the other thing that's been going on with the book, which is kind of interesting, is, again, the book business is very strange. It came out in Germany in October, a full 5 months before here. It's called Der Arschloch Factor, and it's actually, it's selling, it's the number one business book on Amazon in Germany, is doing very well. And so I get all these emails from Germans. And the Germans are sort of amazing because, and I've been to Germany 2 times in the last year. I find them to be very reflective, sort of self-reflective, and also very concerned about being assholes, in some ways more than Americans. So it's really been sort of like an interesting experience with the sort of the German adventure. So that's another thing that you see up is the Germans all talking about it. And then it's coming out in France soon, so that should be sort of interesting. I think the French, and I actually have a story about the virtues, in the chapter on the virtues of assholes, and my argument is that sometimes when people are so clueless and so incompetent that you kind of have no choice but to make a scene. So there's this story I tell where we were running late for a plane, and after trying 10 minutes to get Air France employees, 6 Air France employees, who none of whom were even looking up from just talking and joking with each other, we didn't have boarding passes at De Gaulle Airport. So I told my wife and kids that I'm going to be an ugly American and start screaming at them until they pay attention to us. So I started screaming, and I did not swear, and yelling and hollering, and I did that until they realized how late we were. And then I backed off and let my nice wife handle it. So that's like an example of a strategic temper tantrum. And there's sometimes when you have to be, if you will, a temporary asshole to get attention. So since it's coming out in France, I'm very interested to see how the French respond to that.
A book by an asshole about not being an asshole.
Well, I mean, I think that's one of the points, is that we're all capable of it in the wrong situation. And that's why I say that, although for the most part I don't want to be an asshole and I don't want to be around them, the fact is that there's sometimes in life when it's going to happen to all of us and we don't want to. And there also might be times when we're being pushed around or treated badly, when we sort of have no choice but to make a ruckus or intimidate somebody. And in fact, that's one of the problems also with being in a den of assholes, that really, if you can't hide, the only way to survive is to fight back.
All right. Well, I know that you have another engagement that you need to get to, so I'm going to wrap this up. The book is The No Asshole Rule, and the author is Bob Sutton. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Jake. That was fun.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the Internet at GoDaddy.com.